What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV? Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, July 14th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Got Johnny Cakesalvo on vacay this week, butt texting and butt tweeting people.
People were commenting.
I guess he sent out a tweet with just crazy letters and emojis.
I sometimes send texts to people that way. And actually, my phone, I don't know if yours, so this Sony Xperia that I have, I love. I hope maybe that Sony will send them out and all you guys can try them. I don't know if the Samsung does this or not, but when someone sends you a text, they have like these automatic replies that you could hit instead of, you know, like if they say, hey, can you send me some food? And like on mine yesterday, my daughter sent me one. Can you bring over some food? And I hadn't even had a chance to look at it yet, and I had already responded no with a sad face. And it was an automatic reply. Like somehow my finger had hit the screen and hit one of the automatic replies, and then she was all upset. She goes, "What do you mean no?" And I go, "Well, hold on. I didn't even read the text yet. Somehow my thumb had just done that inadvertently." So I don't know. I don't know, this is an age-old problem that we've had with text messaging for a long time. I like the spelling and stuff, but some of the suggestions, it's so maddening. You just want to just type your text and not be bothered with any of that stuff.
Yeah, the Samsung doesn't do that,
it
I don't
doesn't?
Think.
Yeah. No, there's automatic replies, suggestions that they have.
My guess with the cakes text was it seemed like maybe it was a voice text or voice tweet.
Yeah.
Picking up partly what he said, because I never really use voice text, but when it sometimes will turn on accidentally and it just picks up whatever conversation I'm having with my wife or with Isabella, it'll look like just mumbo jumbo, and that's what it reminded me of. But yeah, people were saying, you guys got to check in with Cakes today. He might be stroking out. He actually did send me a text yesterday to remind me that we should give our guy Nat from Wave Soda a birthday shout out. So happy birthday to Nat. I'm wearing my Wave Soda t-shirt.
Look at
I believe it was yesterday, so it's belated. I actually shot a text back to Cakes. He was like, "I'm sure you guys are talking about the Redskins' name change a lot, but maybe you can squeeze in a birthday shout out." And I was like, I think we give Nat a lot of love on the show.
Wow.
But happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, buddy. Cakes is really angling there, isn't he? Poor Cakes. Still looking for that endorsement deal.
Good old Cakesy.
Like Wave
working,
is something
working on vacay.
Wave is something that we all endorse, but man, that guy's desperate. Can somebody please hook Cakes up already?
Yeah, just take care of him. I'm jealous though that he's on vacay. I can't wait till I get away next week. I just need to get away.
Right. Yeah,
just
and
need
then
to
I
get
think
away.
I go the first week in August, and then I'm taking the second week off too. I didn't know what else to take. Just take it 2 weeks in a row.
Well, our company gave us kind of a timeline, right?
Yeah, but my understanding is
we don't necessarily have to follow that,
but
recommended.
You know, I guess. I don't know. For some reason, when Drabby sends me our email in the morning, my office thinks oftentimes it opens it up in like symbols, not in letters. So like our show sheet this morning. I can't read it. It's in symbols.
Well, I can tell you who's coming on the program today if you'd like to know. We're going to talk to Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post at 8:20. The Nationals actually have, I don't know what you call it, a spring training game on Saturday, summer training. I think they play the Phillies on Saturday.
Wow.
So it's getting real. They're playing in 9 days, the opener against the Yankees. And like I said, Saturday will be their first action against other teams in a return to spring training, whatever the heck they're calling it. They'll play the Phillies on Saturday. So we'll talk to Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post about that. Ian Rappaport's going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock from the Rap Sheet, NFL Network Insider. Also, Houston Nutt, CBS College Football Analyst, will join us at 9:25. I didn't follow the story closely. I just kind of know the headline. Patriot League shut it down.
Shutting it down, bro.
For what? All fall sports?
Yeah.
Wow. It's not a surprise. The Patriot League is kind of like the Ivy League in a sense. They think of themselves as, you know, particularly academic league.
It's just a matter of time, I'm just telling you. It's a matter of time before all the conferences do it.
I'm not really familiar with the Patriot League other than Colgate. Can you give me other schools in the Patriot League?
Georgetown, Fordham.
Bucknell, right? Or no? Yeah.
Let's see. Holy Cross,
so
Lehigh.
Georgetown is just Big East for basketball, but they're Patriot League elsewhere?
For football, yeah, because they're not FBS.
Okay.
They're FCS. I don't know all of them off the top of my head.
Gotcha.
But I think it's just a matter of time before, you know, you've already seen, obviously, the Big Ten adjust to just conference games, Pac-12 as well. I just think it's a matter of time before these conferences say, we just can't do it. I'll be very surprised if they play those conference game schedules.
Yeah, I saw the SEC, they're just basically kicking the can down the road. They say that they're going to try and make a decision in late July. So
I think they've already kind of made their decision, but I don't know why they're waiting.
Well, no, you wait as long as you can because, I mean, why wouldn't you wait as long as you can?
Because it's inevitable. Nothing's going to change in 3 weeks, in 2 weeks, and, you know, it's not going to change. Not like the numbers are going to drop 80%. I mean, they're going to do what they do. They're spiking in certain spots, and people are getting scared, and they're going to make their decision. That's the decision I expect, and I won't be happy about it.
I don't understand why people don't factor in how low the death rate is just plunging on this thing. I mean, it's super contagious, but I just don't understand why they don't factor that in.
They may factor it in, but they also don't want kids getting sick and, you know.
The kids don't even get sick.
I'm talking about the – sure, some kids get sick.
Not really.
Not a ton,
but there are some who get – I'm not talking about little kids. I'm talking about, you know, collegiate athletes. There are 20-year-olds who get sick and are in the hospital
for a while. But just like the flu, I mean – they do with that too, you know.
Maybe they're worried about that.
They cringe when you make that comparison, but there's a lot of comparisons to it.
They're worried about the the heavier guys on the rosters.
Well, that's a real deal. I get that.
And then transmission potentially to referees and
the older people involved have an issue.
The coaches, you know, the staff.
Mm.
So there's a lot of stuff kind of swirling there. The SEC hopeful, I think.
Well, I'd push it off as long as I could.
Maybe things will change in a week or two.
As long as I could.
I just know that we're July 14th, and college football, I assume, would be starting practice fairly soon.
Yeah, around August 1st. Right. Usually when they get into camp.
Well, look, I know people seem to just kind of like revel in this, but, man, this is going to be catastrophic for – I mean, universities are going to shut down. There's going to be, sports are just going to be cut. You saw what Stanford did. We got to find a way to make this work. We can't just accept this and roll over. I mean, it's going to be catastrophic.
And then
some of these things are never going to come back, ever.
And then this notion that all of FBS can just move their college football seasons to the spring. I just think that there's just so many roadblocks and hurdles to get through. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe they attempt it. I just think that you're going to have a watered-down product, and you're going to have a lot of roadblocks in the scheduling, weather. You know, weather obviously will be bad. When do you start camp? You start camp in February when the weather's awful all over the country. So I don't know.
Yeah, but Jason, don't be a big roadblock. If that works, we'll take it.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know if it's going to work.
Some of these universities alive.
I don't know if it's going to work.
Well, they could find a way to make it work. I mean, so if it's a watered-down product, that's fine.
$50 million
riding on it for some of these schools.
It goes beyond that. It goes beyond – it's scheduling. What do you do? When do you start the schedule? When do you end?
The NFL's
not going to move their draft. What are these kids going to do? They're going to play all the way till May and then have 1 month off before they got to get back to camp
kids.
The following summer?
Maybe they'll lose some of those kids. I mean, that's –
no, I'm talking about the kids who are already playing. So let's just say there's a sophomore at Maryland who plays a spring schedule and it ends in mid-May. Mm-hmm. All right, so that means you basically have June off and then you got to get back to camp in July, late July? I just don't see it.
Yeah.
Well, I know this. Yesterday when I went to our neighborhood pool in the late afternoon and evening. Guy came up to me. I'd never met him before. Really nice guy. And he goes, so what do you think about the Redskins name change? So he knew who I was. And that's what people want to talk about. And it's interesting. You know, what do you think it's going to be? And, you know, I said, well, I mean, I just go with the conventional wisdom that it's probably going to be Warriors. But yesterday, the Navajo Nation released a statement. They're really happy that they've finally moved on and they're retiring Redskins. I can't see their solution being the name, but they suggest renaming the team Code Talkers to honor the Navajo Code Talkers and other tribal nations who use their sacred language.
I could care less what the Navajo Nation wants the name to be. Couldn't care less.
I understand that, but yeah. What if it was? What if Ron Rivera was moved by Code Talkers?
Fine.
Could you live with that?
Name it whatever you want. I don't care anymore. But I couldn't care less what the Navajo Nation wants. It's impossible for me to care less. It is literally impossible. So
I don't seem slightly perturbed.
Well, it's just because the whole thing is just silly. But fine. You know, we're going through it. We're doing it. But I don't care what they want it to be. You know.
What I told the guy, this is what I believe, I think it's going to be a couple weeks, if not months, before we find out. Although Jason Reed put out a tweet I saw, I think, on the Undefeated. He writes for the Undefeated now on ESPN. And he made it seem like they're going to figure this out before training camp, or at least before training camp ends. I thought it might, you know, drag out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Until this regular season.
Well, it is amazing that at this point, you know what, after all the drama through all these years, that they don't have a break glass, use this name if need be, in emergency. They don't have one set up. So they're scrambling. I mean, it's unbelievable that they haven't buttoned this up, that they haven't worked out some of these trademarks just to have it in reserve. It's like they're completely caught with their pants down. And if this has been like a 20-year issue.
Right.
It's amazing that they don't have a backup plan. And they're scrambling. So, I mean.
Wouldn't you like to get them into a room and just sit down and go, what's your plan? What's going on here?
They don't have a plan.
Well, I mean, would they say we don't know, or would they actually have one?
I don't know. It's one of the most disorganized organizations in all of sports. They have, you know, and no disrespect to any of the people over there, but the PR has been a disaster for 20 years.
Yeah.
They just don't know how to handle these kinds of things.
Yeah, what Reed said is that the league wants this buttoned up, I mean completely buttoned up, by the time the team reports to training camp. So it's not even the end of training camp. It would be when they report to training camp, they want it buttoned up. Now, we don't know when they're going to start training camp, because according to NFL rules, teams could actually start reporting in mid-July. Well, we're in mid-July. I don't know. I think we mentioned this yesterday, that the Redskins were scheduled to start training camp in about 8 or 9 days. So none of us see that happening, do we?
I don't know.
I don't
know.
Doubt
it. I don't know the particulars of the NFLPA and the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, have they agreed on everything and the money and all that stuff?
I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah, I don't think
if
so.
If they haven't, then I don't think they're going to report in 8 or 9 days.
Yeah. I know that 12 games is something that's been talked about, and that might be, you know, a reason that they can delay a little bit, because they're ultimately not even going to get 16 games.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised when I read this article, because, you know, yesterday we just basically thought, okay, it's going to take a while, you know, trademark courts and patent lawyers getting involved. I don't know, you know, it's above my pay grade, but I just figured it would take a while and maybe take a full year and they'd play the 2020 season as the Redskins. And but I guess now Reed's saying it's going to happen.
Well, it's
by July 28th, which is shocking to me.
You just don't know what to believe, and I respect Jason, and I'm sure he has good sources. But, you know, Mike Jones has good sources, too, and Mike said they were going to have the name released yesterday. That didn't happen. And then our friend Jake Russell tweeted that the Redskins plan on using their name until they come up with a new one, but they're also considering just calling themselves the Washington Football Club in the interim, too.
Right.
So everything's on the table. They literally have no plan. Everyone's getting different information.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We're the Junkies. on The Fan. But I have to tell you, now that we're now 9 days away from Nationals Yankees
opening day,
I'm starting to pay a little attention. I was reading a couple articles because I really haven't paid much attention. And I was aware of some of the things going on with the Nationals. But they're going to start the season with Wander Suero and Elias, two relievers on the injured list, right? I don't know that they officially said they had COVID, but I'm just assuming that they have COVID.
Yeah, cause undisclosed, I assume they do, yeah.
And then there are three other players who haven't been practicing, I'm guessing, because they're not saying that they're going on the injured list. So I'm guessing maybe they're just quarantined. Howie Kendrick, Juan Soto, and Victor Robles, they haven't been participating in the practices. So if you start your season without those guys, I mean – you're half the team that you were.
Well, if those guys aren't put on that special list, they might have just been exposed and they're waiting for all their tests and results.
Correct.
That's what it sounds like.
Correct. That's what I said. I'm guessing that they're just kind of quarantined.
Like. Yeah. But they should have the rapid test. I don't understand that. If I could get the rapid test, I don't understand why they don't have a company where they've hired.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they don't believe it's as reliable.
Well, take two of them.
I don't know.
I mean, what's the big deal? Take two of them.
I don't know.
You would think in 2020 you could get an instant result.
But. My doctors said that gave it to us, said it was 85% or better.
Right.
And he said he puts it in both nostrils. I have video of my daughter doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in there for like 15 seconds each.
My daughter did it too. She was. Yeah. We got the results in 15 minutes.
Yeah. It took about 20 minutes for us.
I don't
see why they don't have access to that.
Well, meanwhile, you have the ex-chief of staff for Donald Trump, Mick Mulvaney, complaining about how long it took his family members to get tests. So, I mean, I think it's a problem throughout the country. There are some places.
It's in different places. It's weird.
Right. There are some places where you can get a response quickly and find a test. Other places are taking as long as a week.
Yeah, for sure. What I don't understand, though, is, like, again, I think we've done something like 40 million, 45 million. I mean, we're doing an outrageous amount of tests. But so it's, you know, the testing is out there. Why, they should have their own company. And they should have the fastest, most reliable testing at their disposal.
Well, the reality is, the Nationals, like I said,
if this poopy clinic in Annandale has it that I went, how can they not have access to something like that?
Well, the reality is that Suero and Elias aren't necessarily key cogs. You would like to have some bullpen depth.
I like Elias,
but you can live without those guys.
Yeah,
and I don't know how long they would be out. There's a 30-man active roster to start the season, and eventually it gets whittled down to 26. But you've got those two who at least will be out, I would assume, at the start of the season, because I don't think anything changes in 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to kind of keep your eye out on Kendrick, Soto, and Robles. It's funny because they wanted to keep all this coronavirus stuff private in Major League Baseball. But
well,
all you got to do is look, who are the guys who are in the cage? Who's hitting?
Right.
Who's not here today?
Right. That's what we said.
Well, and then if they say they're going to be out for undisclosed, when they use undisclosed, that's what you just assume.
Yeah.
It's not like they said, he's got a shoulder issue, his forearm is a little sore. It's undisclosed. So
it's nothing to be ashamed of. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so either. They're going to be fine.
They're being weird. I mean, I know you have like HIPAA rules and all that, but I don't know why the players would be ashamed of it. You know, there's no reason. I mean, it's obviously.
Some are, some aren't, yeah.
I guess.
It just depends on the person.
The other thing I was reading about yesterday was, Davey Martinez is generally a positive guy, that he's really positive on how guys showed up to camp. Like, I guess, deep down, they were worried maybe some guys are going to be 10, 15, 20 pounds overweight. And he said most of the guys showed up looking good.
Right.
They're ready to go. And we wondered how long they would need to get ready. I think they're talking about ramping up some of these starters to 100 pitches, like, right off the jump.
Well, wasn't Max balling yesterday? I was reading updates while I was at the pool. I thought, did he have, like maybe 5 or 6 strikeouts in the 10 batters, the first 10 batters he had faced, something like that?
Well, that's what he does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just balling. And somebody, I think, was it maybe Sanchez? maybe pitched four innings already in an inter squad, something like that. Like,
well, I'm reading that their
ramped
first
up pretty well.
Their first inter squad, whatever that they did, simulation game. Strasburg threw 52 pitches, Scherzer 48, Corbin 43, but Sanchez over 60 pitches.
Yeah.
He's the oldest of the bunch. So they're trying to ramp him up quick.
Yeah, well.
Can you imagine all three of those guys pitching on the same day?
No.
Yesterday?
I couldn't imagine that. Yeah.
So when I was at the pool reading my updates, it was Scherzer. And I'm telling you, I think Scherzer, if he didn't strike out five of the eight batters he faced, it was like six of nine. It was something crazy like that. He was just mowing them down.
Right.
Yeah.
I always forget, who do they say is ahead at the beginning? Are the pitchers ahead or the batters ahead?
Pitchers.
Pitchers ahead.
Pitchers ahead, but they don't
have
the endurance.
That's great.
And the pitchers will be ahead again for this. I truly believe that.
Mike Rizzo, the GM and president of baseball operations, he'll join us tomorrow. So he's going to be on every Wednesday once again this year throughout the season. And he, once again, I guess, reminded reporters yesterday, we're a pitching first organization. So if they've got those starters, and the good thing is, I mean, I don't want to minimize what's happening to Wander Suero and Elias, but you'd rather have those guys be out on the injured list than Max Scherzer or Steven Strasburg.
Of course. But I think not having Suero and Elias kind of hurts. I mean, you want that bullpen depth because you don't know how much you're going to have to tap into that pen, especially in the first, you know, 10 to 15 games while these pitchers get back to where they need to be.
By the way, our Nationals talk presented by Waldorf Honda, the first and largest remote car delivery dealership for sales and service in the DMV area. Waldorf Honda has kept it simple. Visit their website, waldorfhonda.com.
Hey, I wanted to ask you guys, I don't know if Drabby has checked this out, but this is TV related. Have you guys seen or heard about Outcry?
No.
No.
Nobody?
No.
No. No idea what you're talking about.
Outcry is a documentary about a kid who played high school football in Texas.
Oh, I've seen the trailer. Yeah.
His name's Greg Kelly. And I'm into episode four. It's on Showtime.
Oh, this is Showtime. I'll never get it.
I know. I just figured I'd throw it out there.
It's five episodes, so you're
almost
done.
Is it five episodes? Okay, so I'm almost done. It's really good. I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to give too much away on the story, but it's about Greg Kelly, who is a high school football stud, got a full ride to Texas San Antonio. He was offered a bunch of rides, you know, in Texas, like Rice and some of these other smaller Texas schools. Ended up taking the scholarship for Texas San Antonio. But in the summer before he was set to go to school, he was accused of child sex abuse in a home that he was living in where the woman ran a daycare. And it's just really good. And the reason it's really good is because you struggle with whether or not you believe him or not.
Well, because it says it looks like
they
call into question the investigation and the conviction.
Correct. And a lot of it, and it's very similar to the Duke lacrosse situation.
Yeah.
For me, the way that they produce it and tell the story.
Yeah,
because the original lawyer is just a bad lawyer, and like the prosecution's bad. The way they investigated it's bad.
Sounds like Making a Murderer too, in a lot of ways. You don't know.
I'm telling you, it's riveting.
Yeah, I'd like to watch it, but I don't have Showtime, and I don't pay for enough TV.
I don't know how you can get it outside of Showtime. I guess you can't, right?
I guess I could order it for a month and then cancel. You know, all that dumb stuff.
Now, what was the evidence presented against him? Was it?
They interviewed two of the kids. You just have to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean,
the thing I'll say, without having seen the documentary or knowing the story, I've only seen trailer. I just generally would think that relying on testimony from little kids without physical evidence can't be very reliable.
Yeah, but there's no way a 4-year-old kid can describe what he describes without it actually happening. He just wouldn't know.
Oh, he describes some terrible
stuff.
Yeah,
he describes it. But the question is, there's another kid that lives in the house.
Yeah.
Right? Greg Kelly's friend, who looks a lot like him.
Oh, it could have been him.
Yeah, so they throw in this other suspect, and it's just really good.
Does the Greg Kelly kid, the football guy, does he totally deny it 100%?
100%.
He says this is just ridiculous.
Yep. And the way you get to know Greg Kelly, you're saying to yourself, there's no way this kid could do it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just want
now,
you to
the
watch
other
it.
Kid that's suspicious, Does he?
He's been arrested like 19 times.
Right, like he's like a suspect. Like
correct.
That would make more sense.
But has right. he been suspected for child sexual abuse?
He had 1,300 pictures. Well, he had porn 1,300 websites or pictures on his phone, and he also had a picture of a naked kid on his phone. Yeah,
guilty. Ooh. Guilty.
I know, but. I
guilty.
Know, but all right, but let me just tell you this
guilty.
Real quick. Let me just tell you this real quick. Greg Kelly took a lie detector test, and he passed every question except for one question, and it's an incriminating question.
What was the question?
I can't tell you that.
Yeah,
I can't,
don't ruin the whole thing.
It's not good. Well, it's not good for radio. I can't even describe it on radio.
Oh, but it's incriminating?
Yeah.
Well, the
I don't know how he failed it. I don't know. He was flabbergasted how he failed this one question.
See, I have Showtime. The only show
that's
that I'm watching on
lie
Showtime
is our show.
The only show that I'm watching on Showtime now is Billions, and I'm wondering if it's one of those shows where they quit filming because I was watching Billions in the last couple of weeks. It hasn't come out.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's much like Jason and I watch Walking Dead. Remember, Walking Dead had
they
one
stopped.
Or two more episodes.
Yeah, they just
and
stopped.
They couldn't finish filming it, so it's almost like a cliffhanger. It sucks.
Yeah. Anyway, if you get a chance, I'd highly recommend it's called Outcry.
Right. Have you ever had sexual thoughts about Drab?
No.
Was that the lie detector question?
No, that wasn't it. That's pretty funny, though. Oh, by the way, real quick, Drabby, I don't know if Max Major reached out to you, but Max Major is going to be on America's Got Talent auditions tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I've been texting with Max. I don't know if we can get him on this week, but
yeah, we're kind of busy this week, but
yeah, tonight,
just check it out. It's tonight at 8 o'clock. He's gonna be on. Yeah.
Oh, I look forward to checking it out because we had him on the weekend show a while back. Maybe mm-hmm. that was one that you missed. I can't remember.
Yeah, I wasn't around for that one.
Yeah,
but he's gonna be on tonight, 8 o'clock, Mary Scott. And I don't know how they're doing it. I mean, I assume it's virtual because mm-hmm. you know they haven't been filming in their usual studio. So I guess it's going to be a virtual audition,
right?
Yeah, I think he's figured out a way how to do his stuff via Zoom.
Oh,
I mean, he
of
did that on the weekend show. I think that was maybe a show that I did with Cakes. You were off, and he did that on the weekend show. And then I'm on his email list, and I saw that he has a show coming out. Like he's just doing a online shows.
Mm-hmm. Who's this that we're talking about? I'm sorry,
Max Major.
Oh yeah, that's wow.
I'm going to DVR that tonight.
You know, I never got to do it because it's on the back burner with all this Redskins stuff. But Blake Shelton is doing like a whole series of drive-in shows. So it's like she's doing, instead of going to a drive-in movie theater, mm-hmm. he's doing drive-in music, which maybe that'll be a thing this summer. I don't know.
Where does he perform?
I think he's going to do it all over the country.
Wow.
You know, you'd be shocked because I can't even think of one drive. I know there are a couple of them around, but I feel like they're in old, like just terrible areas. But apparently there are still drive-in theaters around the country.
Oh, yeah. There's one in, I don't know if it's Fredericksburg or it's down near there.
Right. I don't know how many cars they could pack in there. Can they pack 300 or 400 cars in there?
Probably.
Is it worth
it? I don't know. It's a good question.
You get 4 people in per car. You sit on top of your car or something.
All right.
Yeah, I don't
you
know.
You watch Blake Shelton go to work.
Exactly. Built-in social distancing.
There you go.
If you want to do
that. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
I know more about James Blake than Blake Shelton.
Yeah. I don't know. You saw it was just a story on the EP that we never get to anymore with all the Redskins drama.
We can do it next if you want.
No, we got to talk about the dog yappy hour.
That's right. We got a big announcement coming up next.
Yeah, big announcement.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll do the big announcement next right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Kind of mentioned what we were going to announce before the break. We always botch the announcements. Instead of teasing, we have a big announcement coming up. We kind of let the cat out of the bag.
No, we do.
But we can make it official.
We have the big announcement. We have a drum roll, please. I don't know, Valdez. Is that nearby?
Sorry, I don't have it nearby.
You don't?
All right.
All right. Well, we talked about having our little dog contest after we were talking about Jason's dog and Cakes' ugly dog. And people then started sending in pictures of their dogs. And, right. I mean, I was overwhelmed at one point. I had like 500 pictures, something like that.
Well, Jason said he had the best-looking dog
in the country.
A lot of people thought that he had a nice-looking dog. I'll say that.
My dog
and I'll
is
say
beautiful.
This. Not being a dog person, a lot of people have some cute dogs, or at least they're very good at taking pictures of them.
Right.
So we've decided that we are going to have the first ever Junkies Yappy Hour. This is Junkies Yappy Hour with a Y. All right. That's going to be the hashtag that we're going to use. And it's going to be this Friday at 6:30 p.m. on the Junkies Facebook page, right? So we'll be live on the internet. We're not going to do it on the radio. We're doing it online.
Okay.
We're going to pick the dogs off the air, and here's how you enter. You use the hashtag Junkies Yappy Hour on Twitter, and then we're going to invite maybe the best 20 or so. Now, here's the key. Only enter if you can join us Friday via Zoom/Facebook Live.
And it's at 6:30 p.m.
Yes. If you can't do that, if you're busy running around on Friday evening, please don't muck up our feed with your picture of your dumb dog. Now, if you can do it, please enter. Again, the hashtag is Junkies Yappy Hour with a Y. And we may invite you and your best friend on the show. We're giving a $100 grand prize to Wagon Brew in Alexandria. I believe these are folks that Valdez is close with.
Yeah.
Is
that Jeff's place?
Yeah, it's Jeff's place.
Okay.
It's a doggy daycare offering the highest quality in dog daycare, overnight boarding, and spa treatments for your pups, along with offering pup parents a cafe to grab a drink and snack while you watch your dog play. How cool
nice.
Is that?
It's a boutique.
So Wagon Brew in Alexandria.
It's a perfect event for him to sponsor.
Yeah. Right. So we're going to pick the best, the Junkies best in show. All right? Here's how you enter. The hashtag Junkies Yappy Hour. Now, Drab, do they make that like attention to Junks Radio, or how do they do that?
They can tag Junks Radio if they want on it, but if they just use Junkies Yappy Hour, we'll see it.
That's all they need.
Yeah, we're tweeting it out right now, so you'll see the hashtag.
All right.
Now, let me ask you a question. So what if we get 500 entries?
We're just picking the top 20.
Well, who's picking it?
Well, Eric. This is Eric's baby, so Eric will go through there, and he'll talk to us, and you guys can have input as well if you really wanted a puppy in there. And say, hey, I want that one in. We're going to select about 20 or so.
I could probably be bribed if you want to Venmo me money.
Eric, come on.
Hey, by the way.
Why wouldn't I do that?
By the way, Drabby, you can enter a dog at any age, so puppies can enter.
No, I thought we were going to ban puppies.
No, yeah,
right?
No
they're
puppies.
Too,
they gotta be
not
over
doing,
they're too cute.
They got to be over a year. They got to be over a year.
Got to be over a year.
Oh. Puppies. Well, how do they prove that?
Well, I mean, it's just.
You kind of know.
You kind of know.
You can look at it and go, that's a puppy. It's got to be a dog. All puppies are cute.
Everybody
so
loves
what
puppies.
What happens during the yappy hour? I have no idea like what I'll be doing during the yappy hour.
We're just going to look at the dogs and maybe
comment,
grade them.
Comment on the
drink
dog.
And you
are
just
we going to score them? We'll ask the owner about the dog. Maybe if the dog has any talent.
All right. Well, speaking of talent, remember that you guys are the talent and people want to see you guys. So think of it like the Corona happy hour. Where we're just talking about life and BSing and stuff. And then, oh, here's another pup in here.
Yeah.
Who's
about,
this?
Understand that.
Talk about how ugly someone's dog is.
Yeah, Joan.
I'm wondering
or...
about the $100. I know that we had, you know,
oh, well,
a show
well,
text. Are we going to each have, like, cards to score them 1 to 10, like a dunk contest? Or is it simply Eric scoring them because he's the one who says
No. The Junkies
ugly.
Will have all
I think we
all
should all
input.
Score.
Yeah.
I'll take the lead in Joaning and commenting if you want. I don't mind. But yeah, we should all score. We could, I don't know, however you guys want to do it, 1 to 10,
so
whatever's
yeah.
fine.
That will work. That will work itself out. We'll definitely have a winner. It's more of just a laid back atmosphere to talk about pups and drink and spend a Friday night together online.
Right. It's more about just having fun, but you do get the $100 gift card. And again, if you want to enter, it's got to be the hashtag Junkies Yappy Hour. That's Yappy with a Y. And we'll get you in the contest if you got one of the top 20 or so. Again,
what else
don't
would
enter if you're
be
not
going
to be around Friday evening. What?
What else would Yappy be with? Of course it's with a Y.
Well, it might sound like happy.
Gotcha.
It might sound like happy.
It's yap. Yap.
Right.
Yap.
Because dogs yap.
Right. Right. So that
kinda
was
like sports yak.
Right. Whatever happened to the sports yak?
He quit doing the yak. He just sells homes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's right. He's got his own company.
Right. Yeah. He's I think that's where Jason gets a lot of his your real estate news on the Redskins, et cetera, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Or
he's a good source.
A couple different people.
Right, right.
He's got different real estate sources.
So let me just see. I hope that – so you don't have to necessarily send it to me. Send it to the hashtag JunkiesYappier. I'm just going to see if I'm being overwhelmed.
Someone's texting in already on the Vibe machine. My dog is so silly, zippy chance I lose. All right, well, step up.
Well, it's going to be hard. Drab, when's the deadline for the entries? When we have to pick?
How about Wednesday evening by 5 p.m.?
That way we get a full day to try to line it up.
Go through everything.
Say it's personal preference because I'm looking at somebody already sent in one of his miniature pincher.
Yeah.
Not a fan. But, I mean, some people might like a miniature pincher.
I'm not really into miniatures. That's more of a cakes thing.
So you're saying if you have a smaller dog, you're probably not going to win?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, but
I don't know.
I can tell you this. If you have a Chihuahua,
Jason,
don't waste your time on if you're a Chihuahua.
That one just came into Junk's Radio.
You can't
tell. Is
that
a looker?
Hold on.
You can't tell.
Is it on the Hangouts?
No, JP's just putting his phone up to the
Oh. Put it on the Hangouts
Washington
camera.
Someone just tweeted Junkie's Yappy Hour with a classic retriever. Pretty dog.
It's a good looking
retrievers are good looking dogs.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how to set up that column on Twitter. I know how to do it on TweetDeck. I don't really know how to set up the hashtag on Twitter to find it. Here you go. Just hit that, right?
And here's the reason I asked about the puppies. So you can have a six-month-old dog, which is a puppy, but they could be almost full-grown. So you wouldn't be able to tell. They could be a bigger dog, but they're still considered a puppy.
But you understand what we're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Just no little tiny.
No, I understand like four-week-old dogs.
Yeah, yeah,
or
none of that.
Little
stuff.
Dogs are all cute.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to be full-grown, and is your dog, you know, attractive or not? And maybe it'd be nice if your dog had a talent. That might help. If
what
it's like,
talents do dogs have? Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe they can do. Maybe just stand there silly, like a show dog. You ever watch the Best in Show and all that stuff?
Okay, yep. But we don't have like a little track laid out for them to.
There's not much they can do on the Zoom, but
you don't have to trot.
Just look good.
Just look good, yeah. You might have a talent. I don't know. Maybe they can juggle.
So it's Yappy Hour on Friday at 6:30.
So okay, all right. People are sending in their picks now.
And the deadline is 5 o'clock Wednesday.
I'm going to start zooming in on people's picks and start joning on them. Like, this guy's backyard's a show. He's got all his camping furniture, all chairs, all... He's got his dog in his blow-up pool.
I thought you hated that.
No, I know. I'm going to do that just to make fun of people because they do that to me. There's that pretty dog by the ocean. You see that one? It's all wet. It might not be that attractive when it's dry. But anyway.
You got a lot of work to do, Eric.
Yeah. They'll be coming in.
I'll put out the tweet at Junk's Radio. Again, use that hashtag, Junkies Yappy Hour.
I can be bribed. Just saying. I could definitely be bribed.
Got to have some integrity.
You know what's funny? People are actually going to take you seriously, and they're going to send you money. They really are.
Yeah. Too bad I don't know off the top of my head my Venmo.
By the way, there's a house, and speaking of backyards are just awful, there's a house in my neighborhood that I don't know what's going on there. There's a family that lives in the basement, and they've got three kids, and they've got like a million cars. They've got a boat, right? So they take up all these spaces on the street. I mean, and the backyard is a complete fiasco.
Right.
I mean, there's stuff everywhere. It looks like Sanford and Son.
In your neighborhood, that's got to really stick out.
Oh, it does. And when I walk my dog right next to the house, I just look at the house going, oh, my gosh. They're just bringing down the values of everyone's home. It just looks terrible.
Yeah.
But the owner of the house doesn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like these people rent out the basement and the backyard's a show. They don't care.
There's nothing that your homeowners association can do about it?
Is he allowed to even rent out the basement? Do they have the permits for all that or whatever?
I don't even know if that's legal or not. Family's been there for like 3 or 4 years.
I'm surprised Jason hasn't found his way onto like the board The Homeowners Association.
Yeah, Squirrel's
board.
On his board. I'm surprised you're not on your board.
Because
you're very
meeting,
much control freak.
Because their meetings are at night, like 7 or 8 o'clock. It's too late.
Oh, that's
too
bedtime. Late. 7 p.m. meeting.
Too late. Way too late.
But I mean, you would.
I would like to have some input.
Oh, man.
Those well, I mean, for a house worst. Like that, you don't understand. It looks terrible.
Well, there's a house in my neighborhood where it's for the first time I looked at the house, and the house is kind of falling apart. It's quite a few streets away, but there's a car that's been parked there for, it seems like, 10 years, and it's just filled with newspapers. So, like, the person's like a hoarder, right? Like, they have barely any room for them to even sit in.
Right.
And then I always wonder, I'm like, who lives there? And then I looked up, and there was another car on the other part of the driveway. It looks like it's just abandoned. It looks like the two cars are abandoned, and the house damn near looks abandoned.
Yeah, could be.
The house is probably full of stuff too.
Yeah, but I have a feeling,
there's
honestly,
no way
that nobody
lives
there.
House inside if they've got a car on the outside full of newspapers.
No, I looked at the tires; even look like they're going flat.
Right.
Like I don't think the car moves. Yeah. Like what's going on? There could be dead bodies in there.
You got a hoarder.
I'm not sure. Yeah, definitely a hoarder, or the house is just abandoned and people are dead inside. I just have no idea. It's kind of scary.
I don't know. Speaking of houses, I saw our old producer, Brett, retweeted something. It was like an online challenge where somebody tweeted a property in Venice, California, mm-hmm. which was less than 1,000 square feet, really mm-hmm. small, rectangle home, looked like it was abandoned, but it was selling for nearly $2 million.
Oh, man.
And the challenge was to show us a property that you can get for way cheaper, that's way better. And he sent a picture of a property in Greenville, North uh-huh. Carolina, for right around $800,000.
Oh, I bet you it was massive.
Looked like a mansion with a circle driveway with a guest house in the back. It was unbelievable. Oh, and I was like, why haven't I moved to Greenville, North Carolina?
Because you got to live in Greenville.
Well, that's why I eventually will live in Raleigh, because right. you'll get a silly pad for $150,000 less than you'd pay for a house up here, and it'll be money, and it'll have a pool and a big circular driveway. That's my goal.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
Some big-ass house with nobody in it?
Well, I don't know. It's going to be huge, but I'm going to have a pool.
There was I don't know why I clicked on it, but it was this morning on one of the websites when I was doing my little show prep. Aaron Carter. Remember that? Is that the mm-hmm. kid's name? Aaron Carter? He's like got all these drug problems. He's like Nick Carter's little brother.
Nick Carter's brother, right.
Yeah. He put one of his homes for sale in like an hour outside of L.A., and I think it's only like $580,000 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a beautiful pool in the backyard, and it's a very nice, modest house. It's not an extraordinary house by any stretch,
yeah.
But it's a beautiful house that if it was around here, it would be 2-3 times the cost.
And where was it?
That was like an hour outside of L.A.
Oh, okay.
So you know they have a ton of suburbs.
I would
out
never
there.
Live in L.A.
Jason, yeah. look at the crib.
All right, hold on.
I was putting on the Google Hangout that Brett tweeted. It would leave you $1.2 million left over from the little shack in Venice, California.
Oh, that's in Venice? How much is that one? That
no, the Venice, California was the like kind of the social media challenge. It
right.
was a $2 million property that looked a little bit like your old Kensington place. But
wait,
if
this
you
one
didn't
looks like Evander
it
Holyfield's
all.
House. This one over
yeah,
in
I
Greenville.
Mean, it's beautiful. And right. it's $835,000. Six bedrooms.
I still haven't fully furnished this house. I've been in it 14 years.
But you're right. I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere right there. You can tell. You're in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing around.
Yeah. I mean,
if that's what you like, if you don't like any neighbors, you don't like people.
I mean, seriously, that looks like Evander Holyfield's house.
It is huge.
I mean, what are you going to do with that thing? I mean, that's just dumb. And then of course, you got to live in
$2 million property that looks like just a dump.
What's Greenville near? Is that where Brett is? I can't even remember anymore. Is Brett in Greenville?
Yeah, it's where East Carolina
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the closest town to that.
I mean, Greenville, what I remember, it was a lot like Laurel. Just like strip plazas and you know
yeah,
what I mean?
You got doggy jams every year.
You do get doggy jams. That's true.
Let's see. Right, it's about an hour and 20 minutes from Raleigh. So it's east of Raleigh. It's due east of Raleigh.
How far is it from the beach? Like a couple hours? It's like 2 hours from the
beach? I think it's probably less than that.
Really?
Yeah, it can't be that far from the beach.
Right. Mm, It took me. I visited him one time. I was in Outer Banks. It took about 2 hours.
Yeah, I did it from the Outer Banks too. It took 2 hours, but that might not be the closest beach.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We have announced the Junkies Yappy Hour. It's this Friday at 6:30. If you're interested in participating with your dog, use that hashtag Junkies Yappy Hour.